Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had a podcast to listen to. Here comes the Ramblecast.
Nice.
Dude, very nice. And for once, I know you the song that you're singing.
That's a first time?
I fucking love Sam Cooke, man.
So you picked something that Boston likes.
That Boston knows, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Finally.
Dude, Sam Cooke makes some baby-making music. That
I bet you're going to have to – what's the guy you like? You go to his concerts.
John Mayer.
John Mayer. I figured you have to do some John Mayer songs to make Chris happy.
I see him in a couple of weeks, actually. I got the 19th and the 20th.
Is there axe throwing at the concert?
There's not axe throwing, not that I'm aware of. But I've got back-to-back concert nights. I'm going to see...
Back-to-back?
Yeah, Friday night, I think either the 19th or the 20th, I'm not sure. But Friday night, I'm going to see Dave Matthews. And that's going to be... Where the hell is that? That's going to be at the outdoor amphitheater. And then the next night, I'm going to go see Dead & Company at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. Are you sure you have a new kid?
I know. I got to figure out who's going to watch my kids, but whatever.
I know. There's not that many large music venues in Colorado, but the famous one's Red Rocks.
And yes. Have you been?
I've been there, but I've never seen a show there.
You need to. Yeah. Dude, I want to fly out and go with you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, Dead & Company's going to play here. I know Weister Panic's playing in June. That's already sold out, though. There's a few shows. It's expensive, though. And that's
it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. Everyone's told me, like, damn the price, just go. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
It's only money.
Yeah.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was so used to, I mean, I paid a lot. I went to a shit ton of concerts in LA, but they were always under $100 because the venues are so big. Whereas Red Rocks, doesn't matter. Like, if you're sitting in the general admission, it's going to be at least $100. And if you're sitting anywhere below, you have to buy at least two tickets, and they're going to be, you know, 100 and something a piece. So you're going to be spending. It's just like, fuck.
Quit your bitching, Nick. You just got to do it because it is one
of. Chris is wanting to fly out and see it with you.
Yeah, if I can figure it out, hell yeah.
Babies in tow.
Yeah, right. But you guys know, three years ago, I went to a 2-day concert at Red Rocks, and it was fucking like religious experience, dude. That place is amazing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I haven't been since 2002.
And I visited my first legal dispensary while I was out there, and it was equally amazing.
Which was the highlight, the legal dispensary or Red Rock?
Yes. I know I've told this story before, but I'll do it again. I feel like I do it all the time. But 3 years ago, I went to see My Morning Jacket out at Red Rocks. They played 2 nights and went to the dispensary. And at that point, it's my first time ever going to like an actual, you know, marijuana dispensary. So I had no idea what the hell I was doing. And I looked at the woman and they call themselves bud tenders.
do they have you go like McDonald's, they have like a number one, a number two, a number three. Can you supersize it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But I remember being there, I'm looking at her, I go, I have no idea what I'm doing, like at all. I'm sorry. And she's like, yeah, we get that a lot. You know, it's a tourist thing. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So she's like, so what are you in town for? And I said, I'm going to a concert. She's like, oh, well, there's a whole different blah, blah, blah. She brings up this notebook, starts like thumbing through pages. It was of all the different strains of marijuana they carry. And she's like, this one does this. This is this one, this one. And she lands on one. She goes, this is like the espresso of marijuana. I'm like, yes, that's the one. And it was 3 years ago this weekend, actually. They had a Memorial Day buy one, get one free pre-rolled joint sale. Hmm. And that was my first legal purchase.
That's good for the holiday. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And it was exactly as described.
Since it was legal, was it weird having to, you know, not having to look over your shoulder, going, hey, are you wired? Are you?
No. What's weird is whenever you look over your shoulder, someone's smoking weed. that was a big difference. But yeah, man, and you know, putting it on top of the fact of being at Red Rocks, it was phenomenal. Like the experience of being there from music.
So Nick, when you go to Red Rock, you're going to have to go to the dispensary and get the espresso of marijuana.
Yes. So it's called Durban Poison.
Durban Poison.
That's the name of the sticky, huh?
Yep. Which I just got a text message actually from my local dispensary here that is currently on sale for $149 an ounce.
$149 an ounce?
For an ounce, yeah.
Wow.
On sale.
On sale. I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, I wish I made a move on the marijuana industry earlier, because now it's kind of hard to do. But
I know I kept telling my dad that for years. Like, soon, you know, whichever state legalizes it, you need to start investing. It's like, and it's just one of those weird things.
It's a license to print money.
Yeah. Yeah, I went and saw a comedian on Saturday night. A friend of mine, their friend canceled. So she was like, hey, can you come down to Denver and watch a comedian? I was like, sure. It was Ali Wong, who I'd never really heard of. But
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's getting famous now. She's got a movie coming out, and she's had two Netflix specials. And she's pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I think I've seen her on Netflix.
You know how, like, Sarah Silverman to me is not funny because she tries too hard to be vulgar? That's my opinion.
She's hit or miss with me.
Yeah. Ali Wong is vulgar, but it's perfect. You know, like, it's just a perfect blend. Like, of
subtle.
Yeah. Well, it's like some things you're talking about, like one of the things she opened with was, don't ever fuck a comedian. You know, it's like, because they're all, you know, like, whatever. She goes, you know what sucks about being a female comedian? She's like, men comedian, you know, are the most unfuckable men ever in history until they get famous. You know, he's like, and then you're getting fan pussy, and every comedian wants fan pussy. No female comedian wants fan dick. And it's just like, yeah, you know, it's like, because it's not like, you know, like some cute little girl in the audience going, here's my titties. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's some creepy guy that has like a doll of your hair going, you want to see my penis? You know, it's like,
yeah. You know, she's, you know, it's funny because it's probably true.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's funny. It's just, yeah. And then she got into, because she's had two babies, and she's, you know, she's, I think she's christened my age. And she's like, so I was getting a massage or something like that. Or I forget what she was doing. She was, I was getting a massage, and this 25-year-old guy's out there like rubbing me down. She goes, and I could feel his dick on my back. You know, she goes, you know what it's like for a woman my age after two kids to feel a young man's dick on your back? She's like, when I got home and took off my panties, it was like the bottom of a bird cage. Like, holy shit. You know,
is she the one that used to be a cheerleader, a Raiderette?
I am not sure.
It sounds like, because Cindy was watching her for a long time. She was on Netflix, and she'd watch her on YouTube and special. I swear that's got to be the same girl.
Yeah, she was funny. The guy that opened for her, I'd never heard of him either, but he only did like a little quick set. You know, the only thing I remember about his set was he was talking about how until you go into Costco and you're looking at the clothes, like, fuck, those are some good looking shit. He goes, yeah. He's like, that's how you know that you've really given zero fucks anymore about what people think about you. He goes, because, you know, you might say it in your 20s, your early 30s, like, I don't care what people think about me, whatever. But until you go into Costco and you rock some Kirkland brand jeans, you were just a poser.
Yeah, my wife and I, she'll go in there and go, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Yeah. Well, some of us are already old.
So I actually managed for the first time in Facebook timeline, i.e. like the time in which I've been a part of Facebook, I have managed to get through a birthday without having all the bullshit happy birthday.
When was your birthday?
It was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Hey, thanks. One of my biggest pet peeves
doesn't pop up.
Yeah, you must have blocked
it. Because I don't put my birthday on Facebook, so it doesn't pop up for people. Yeah. Because I can't stand the bullshit congratulations or birthday, blah, 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 when people don't know it's your birthday and they're only wishing you a happy birthday because Facebook told them to.
I wish everybody every day a happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't.
I've done it for like four or five, maybe longer. It's almost become an obsession, because since I started it, I don't want to. And like, if I miss a day, I go back and wish those people a happy birthday.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was a month or two ago. No, because she's born in January. So Kayla, who's one of our listeners, on her birthday, she texted me or sent me a Facebook message and was so happy. She goes, three out of the four Ramblecasters wished me happy birthday today. And
And Chris wasn't.
And, yeah, and I went, I didn't have to guess. I was like, and that other person will never do it.
Nope. and I'll tell you to your face, Kayla, happy birthday. or your ears, happy birthday. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, I don't appreciate the, like, and no offense, I just don't appreciate the fake notion of someone wishing me a happy birthday. Like, the people who wished me a happy birthday in real life, A, knew it was my birthday, right?
Yeah.
B, either did it in a very personal way, via either, whether that be as impersonal as a text or as personal as a face-to-face. And that's it, man. And that means more to me than the obligatory, I clicked on the button because Facebook told me it was your birthday.
So now you're saying what I'm doing is useless.
No. And that's fine, because I am also.
I even did it when we were in Europe.
I am also admittedly, Jack, terrible at knowing people's birthdays. I don't claim. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
For everyone out there, Chris is also distracted by a hockey game going on.
I told my wife, because she'll get mad at certain dates I don't remember. I go, look, I know our anniversary. I know your birthday. I know our kid's birthday. That's good. I'm good there. Because I talked to my mom. My mom called me today. She has pneumonia. And I never get sick. And, well, she really does never get sick, but she had pneumonia. And I talked to her for an hour. And my wife goes afterwards, she goes, well, when you're talking to mom, did you wish her a happy anniversary? I go, is today her anniversary? I go, no, I forgot. So it didn't pop up on Facebook. So how the hell am I supposed to know it's her fucking her anniversary?
Yeah. But again, I mean, admittedly, I'm terrible at knowing people's birthdays. I will always admit that. And I will definitely never utilize Facebook as a reminder to make it look like I know it's your birthday.
You know, I mean, I'm kind of on your side on this, but I'm also kind of not on your side on this, Chris, because I usually don't write just like if it comes up and it says, you know, today is Chris Skypek's birthday, I'm not just gonna write happy birthday and then that's it, because like I think that's kind of a cop out. But okay. I will write, you know, like, hey man, haven't seen you in a long, you know, if you were like some high school friend, like, hey man, haven't seen you in a long time, you know, it's popped up thinking of you, just want to wish you happy birthday. Like, to me, that's
a nice reminder. I don't do that because sometimes there's like 20 birthdays. I go, oh, fuck.
That's just lazy, Jack.
I know, but I go, happy birthday. I'll go, happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday. I'd say it by their name.
Yeah.
But I get a lot of times, I go, every year, you're first. I go, thank you.
And I'll tell you, and Nick, I actually think that's a step above the obligatory click on here, because it's
somebody's birthday. I keep feeling like I'm getting put down here every time you guys open up.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, and here it is for me. Like, I'm notorious for here's what I'll do. I'll see it. It's someone's birthday on Facebook. And if I see it and it's somebody who I should be wishing a happy birthday, i.e. someone who I know like very closely or, you know, in real life, if you will, or are friends with, and no offense to people who I'm not close with and I don't do this, but like, I'll see it and then I'll text the person.
Yeah, because basically Chris is saying you don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, like, really. I mean, no, you do, but like there's a bit of like genuine. There's a genuine. What's the word I'm looking for?
Genuine.
You have to be genuine with it. Like it's clearly not. If it's someone who I don't know, I don't see, don't associate with, I'm not going to just wish them a happy birthday just to wish them a birthday. I don't feel it's right.
Would you like if it was Happy Name Day instead?
Sure. Yes. Yes, I would.
Game of Thrones.
But anyways, I turned 39 yesterday.
Well, happy 39th birthday, Chris. If I would have known, I would have texted you.
I know. That's why I didn't tell you. Yeah. But so, a funny story. It's like 9:30 in the morning, and I get a LinkedIn notification saying someone wished me a happy birthday. I'm like, shit, I forgot to take it off LinkedIn. So I have to go on to LinkedIn and remove my birthday immediately. And
oh, man, it just sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when you had your baby, I text you. I didn't put it on Facebook. I text you.
You did, and thank you.
Yeah.
Although, in fairness, I was not shy with posting pictures about my baby.
Oh, no. Well, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't
be. That's different, right? And yeah. I'm proud of it, right? And I'm not proud about being 39. Congratulations. I managed to last 365 days without dying.
But you know, so, you could be dead already, and we just don't know it.
Only on the inside.
I mean, think about it. The sun has gone around the earth 39 times.
That's my world.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, Nick. Good. Interesting.
There's like some people out there listening, they're like, I don't get it. Matt, we'll explain to you next time you're on. It's okay.
Matt's just an artist. He, you know.
Yeah, so Matt's not here tonight, everybody.
No, he's going on a trip. Okay, maybe we shouldn't have said that. I don't know.
I know, and we did get a review, but I think I should wait until Matt gets back so he can have something to draw.
That a review from last week we didn't read because Chris wasn't
there? That is. Yeah, we should probably read it because we said we're going to delay it to this week.
Oh, okay. Well, then hold on,
they'll send an email and let us know and who they are. And
let me find it.
But while you're finding it, since we were talking about music earlier, I watch my granddaughter every day, and tomorrow I have both my granddaughter and Alex. And my granddaughter, when she's eating, I set Alexa up to play music videos. She likes to watch music videos while she's eating, and she's into the Bengals right now. First, it was Walk Like an Egyptian, and then I got tired of Walk Like an Egyptian after 5,000th time of playing it. So I said, Alexa. Play me Bengals music videos. Uh-huh. So I'm watching, and it's going to Liverpool. I think it's Going Down to Liverpool. If you heard that one, one of the songs by the Bengals, and on the video, Leonard Nimoy is the driver.
Oh,
so most people probably just accept, oh, that's cool, Leonard Nimoy is the driver. I'm thinking, I go, all right, what was the mindset behind having Leonard Nimoy be the driver? He doesn't say anything.
Must have been hard getting gigs.
But I'm just saying, why was it Leonard Nimoy? Why it really wasn't a role that he didn't speak.
He might have directed it, the video.
Yeah, $10 says the video came out the same year that one of the Star Wars movies came out, and he's probably really hot right now.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah. In Star Trek?
That's what, because every time I see it, I go, why Leonard Nimoy? He just gives this look. They're playing the video, going down to Liverpool, doing nothing, and he clicks it off, and then one of the Bengals reaches over and turns it back on. He just gives this look. I'm like going, I don't get Leonard Nimoy. Why is Leonard Nimoy why is he in the video? I need to know. If anybody knows out there, I need to know.
There is this thing called the internet, you know.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a lot of work.
Mm. So going kind of Liverpool, they decided to play a song about a guy from Boston.
Is that what it is?
You know, well, I don't know. That's where he's from.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Yeah. It was on an episode of Gunsmoke I was watching the other day. He played a bad guy, but he dies.
Yeah, spoiler. Green Berets was on Memorial Day, and I forgot that Sulu was in.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. It's one of the least. It's like my least watched John Wayne film. Green Berets. Never.
Really. Yeah, I haven't seen Green Beret in years. But now, anyway. So if anybody knows, I, you know what? Maybe I'll do the research myself. But I thought it'd be easier just asking. It just seemed odd that here's a Bengals video, and he's in it. But I never thought he could be the director.
There's tons of stuff like that. I mean, I tend to like stuff like that where you see a random cameo by a really famous actor, and you're like, what the hell? Like, you know, I mean, Chris talked about that when Deadpool 2 came out, and there's one character that's only in it for a little bit. He's invisible. You never see the person except one scene when he hits a power cable and he fries to death on the cable, and it's Brad Pitt.
No, so I like stuff like that.
Yeah,
but my mind's always going, okay, why?
Right. All right, I have an answer for you.
Okay.
So this is an article from app.com. Okay. So written by Chris Jordan. After Leonard Nimoy spanned the galaxy in the USS Enterprise as Mr. Spock on Star Trek, he drove the Bengals down to Liverpool in the 1984 video for the band's catchy Going Down to Liverpool. So how did the late Nimoy come to appear in a video for the then nascent. See, this is stupid ass journalism. This is people trying to utilize words that are all fucking fancy.
That guy probably wants his birthday recognized on
Facebook. They get paid by the word, Chris.
Like Chris Jordan from app.com, like bullshit. You are literally trying to take the world's stupidest story because we're reading it and make it even more important by using. Anyways, so the quote says, I had grown up with Leonard, said band member Susanna Hoffs, who grew up in Los Angeles. My family was very close to his family, pre-Star Trek even, and his kids and me and my brothers, bad grammar, all played together. Our parents were friends. So there you go. Friends well, in the
that,
band.
That makes it even weirder that she puts on lipstick as she gets out of the car and he's looking at her. So
yeah, weird.
He gives a look like, so okay, but that makes sense. Okay, now I can sleep tonight.
All right.
But I've been watching these videos and I go, I forgot the Bengals had so many songs that were good songs.
Yeah. Hey, and the Bruins are going into overtime if anybody cares.
Okay.
Like Eternal Flame was a good song, but it always got on my nerves.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song, but I'm just saying, like, it's just kind of.
You don't like Manic Monday? Whoa, whoa.
I know the song. Yeah. No, it was good. That was actually one I would sing. My mom always sang in the kitchen.
Manic Monday?
Yeah.
That was dude. Like her. How many girls did you fall in love with and think about when Eternal Flame was playing?
Well, I remember like the
lead singer of the Bengals
before the now 13 or whatever 1,000 we're on now, like they had I remember getting buying two CDs in the mid 90s or maybe early 90s called Power Ballads and Power Rock, whatever. And it was all just like one hit wonders of the 80s. And even though the Bengals weren't one hit wonders, like I remember on the Power Ballads, the Eternal Flame was definitely on that CD.
Like, dude, I'm sorry, Boston's Own Extreme? No?
What? No. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were
talking about the game.
Like, I was talking, one of the most amazing Power Ballad bands of all time.
That's all the 80s was, though, to me. It was like, they got a band. He's like, here's your rock song. Here's your ballad. There you go. You're good.
Are you talking about Jerry now?
I'm talking about More Than Words, man.
Yeah. I always think of The Office now, though, when I hear that song.
See, I think of Jimmy Fallon and Jack Black.
That too. Yeah. It's
fucking awesome. But yeah, Eternal Flame is just one of those songs. I remember being a kid growing up and discovering girls, right? And then having an attraction to girls for the first time.
I was already married.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
You got married in 89, didn't you, Jack?
Yeah.
So,
when did the song come out?
Eternal Flame?
Yeah,
it's got to be like 85.
85. Well, I was still probably on the way. So
there are two songs that did that for me as a kid. Where I like, and whenever I hear it, I just think of like young love. First one is Eternal Flame, and the second one, I always forget the song. I actually can't even sing it anymore. I couldn't tell you the lyrics are, but people listening will probably jump on this as soon as they say it. But Phil Collins had a song, and the music video. Was about young love, where like this kid like falls in love with this girl, and like either he or she ends up moving away, and it was like the music video is about the two of them like falling in love as like 10, 12 year old kids, and then
one of them moves away.
Yeah,
that was like every when we did the old Married Man show, that every week there was a question. Okay, my girlfriend just went away to college. This is a long way. Will it work? So we used to have to try to tell. No, just move on.
When I was a kid, I don't know why I liked Metallica and Iron Maiden a lot in the 80s.
Those were good romantics.
That was just me. But like every now and then there would be some of those cheesy ballads that I would just kind of like. And they bring me, whenever I hear them, they bring me back to being like in the Pizza Hut in the 80s, listening to them like playing Pac-Man or whatever.
Is that where you hung out?
That's because in my little town, that's all we had. Yeah, was Pizza Hut.
Didn't have a Shakey's or?
No, my town's like 9,000 people.
Didn't have a straw hat?
No, I don't even know what a straw hat is.
Oh, my God.
But one of them was Just to Be the Next to Be With You by Mr. Big. That's one of those songs.
I'm yeah.
Yeah, that one. And absolutely. Then, you know, then the band Firehouse had those really cheesy 80s.
Oh,
band.
Yeah.
You know, was, I can't remember the name of the songs. When I hear them, I'm like, oh, yeah, that brings back some memories. Then, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. But
you had Night Ranger you could listen to.
Night Ranger. Yeah, it's early 80s. Yeah, so that was a little too young.
Sister Christian.
Sister Christian.
I love Night
Ranger. Oh, that's what, like, so when I was in Detroit last week, I never had thought about this ever in my life until a guy pointed it out. So I'm in downtown Detroit, and I'm looking south, and there's Canada, you know, and the guy goes,
you stop by and see Jessica?
I took a picture of it. I said, look, here's your home country. And she goes, yeah, but I don't live in that part. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's still Canada. But I never thought about it until he pointed out to me the song Don't Stop Believing, you know.
Yeah, he
said, yeah, but he says born and raised in South Detroit. But there's no such thing as South Detroit. He means he's from Windsor, Canada. And I'm like, oh, shit.
So wait, there's no South Detroit? That song's a lie?
Yeah, it's a lie.
Oh, my God. That's it? I'm done.
All right. The song is Do You Remember by Phil Collins.
Do you remember? Oh, yeah. No.
You remember?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's
21st day of September.
So, and I think I can kind of correlate why, because I think as a kid, I was so obsessed with Back to the Future.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, obsessed with the concept.
Is there a Phil Collins song in Back to the Future?
No, but hear me out. So I was obsessed with the idea of living back in like the 50s. Like, yeah. There was, I had this crazy obsession of it
because I was there. I was there. Wasn't that big a deal?
But
yeah.
That's the basis of the music video. It's like these two kids in the 50s, and they fall in love. It's all about their little love story. It's like a reflection of back of like grade school in the 50s. And the end of the music video is the girl moves away, and like he gives her his baseball cap and sits there on his bike as he watches her drive away. And she's looking at the back
window. And she throws the cap out.
Yeah.
Once he's outside, she just threw the cap out. So that's the song?
Yeah, that was
song with the drums.
No, that's In the Air Tonight.
In the air tonight. Okay. I think I was singing In the Air Tonight, though.
Yeah. You were singing In the Air Tonight, because that's on Miami Vice and also Magnum P.I. When Magnum P.I. Right. decided, okay, we're going to go Miami Vice style and have music videos.
I mean, Phil Collins has a shit ton of hits.
Yeah, like every song is a hit for him.
You can't hurry love.
And he just basically dropped off the planet.
Love won't come easy.
I was reading an article today that popped up on Facebook about Sean Connery. That
you bastard!
I knew that he was 77 when he retired, but I didn't realize that. The last movie he did, you know, was the Distinguished Gentleman movie that was horrible. That movie basically made him just go, fuck it, I'm done. And I was like, because the director was such a novice and would take hours setting up each shot that Sean Connery would just sit in his trailer for hours on hours. Yep. And he would come out and yell at the guy and, you know, call him an idiot. And they almost came to blows. And he's like, well, I'm done with this shit. You know, I've been around long enough.
I like the movie he did with Catherine Zeta-Jones. That was a good movie.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I just...
You know, I always say this about Sean Connery. I like Sean Connery. I would never knock him, but he played... He played two roles.
Entrapment, that's what it is.
He played two roles his entire career.
He'd kick your ass, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's in a... I forget what they're called. It's the Special Forces for the English.
Yeah.
SAA. Yeah.
What two roles are those?
He played James Bond.
Yep.
And he played the mentor. That's the only two roles he ever played.
Yeah, if he's listening, he's going to hunt you down and at Red Rock and kick
you. He would probably admit it, but like think about it. Starting with Highlander, he played the same role to the day he retired, which was just, I am the older wise man teaching someone else. That's what he did. I mean, he did it excellent. I mean, I would never take anything away from him, but that's what he did. He played the same role.
You're kind of right. I was going to say.
Is it because he wore toupee when he put it on? Is that exactly what he does?
Say what, Chris?
I say you're no, I, but what about Indiana Jones? And I'm like, nope, that's literally exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So now we I can't watch. I'll never be able to watch a Sean Connery movie.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you think about it, like it's Entrapment, the movie you like, Untouchables, Indiana Jones, Highlander, Distinguished Gentleman, Rising Sun.
Never again.
Every single thing he did, he was being a mentor to someone. That's the role he played for 20-something years.
Well,
Even The Rock, yeah.
Clint Eastwood always had to have someone that he hates. There always has to be that person in every Clint Eastwood movie that is the Antichrist, and he has to he goes against him.
All right, how about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? He was King Richard.
That's true. It's a bit role, though.
Mm. Time Bandits.
He's a King. I forgot he's in Time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was God, I haven't seen Time Bandits in forever.
Yeah. Handmade Films, George Harrison.
Mm. Anywho, you're right.
Not to crush anyone's ideas about Sean Connery, but I'm like
searching his IMDb page, and you're totally right.
You know, Sean Connery is right, and at this point, we're going to take a commercial break.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Cool. Now that we're back from the commercial break.
Did anyone write down what time we started?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Well done.
Good job, Jack.
Currently in overtime for the Bruins playoff game, Stanley Cup final.
Did Sean Connery play hockey? That's what we need to know.
Maybe. Probably.
He can. I was a goalie, damn it, Trebek. Those are the funniest damn. I'll sometimes be on YouTube and watch Celebrity Jeopardy.
I know. Make an animal sound. Moo. Yes, that is an animal sound. He goes, yes, yeah, the sound your mother made last night.
Hey, speaking of Jeopardy and Trebek, you guys read the good news about Alex Trebek today?
Yeah, I can't believe stage 4. It's in remission. That's amazing.
Which it's actually unheard of, which is kind of crazy. That's just fantastic news. So yeah, so Alex Trebek announced today. I don't know if he announced it today or an interview or whatever, but he had stated that his tumors in a stage 4 pancreatic cancer have been reduced by 50% in size, which is unheard of for pancreatic stage 4.
I saw stage 4 of it.
He's not even in the final Jeopardy. Yeah. But sure as hell, he keeps plugging along. So good
for him. Way to go, Trebek.
Yeah.
Anyway. What else is going on in your life other than not wishing anybody a happy birthday?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think about what else is going on.
I watched. I finished Sneaky Pete third season. Have you guys watched that?
I don't think not one episode. Nope.
I love Sneaky Pete. This season started a little slow. He's a con man.
Sounds like a sexual position.
It could be.
Give you old Sneaky Pete. Yeah.
Do we have a title for the episode? Anyway, so he plays a con man, and he's been living with this family believes he's a long lost cousin. It's been going on for 3 seasons, but one of the cousins found out that he is not last season, and it's just, you got to watch it. It's all about cons and how they work it out. But I enjoy it. Bryan Cranston is the created it.
Okay.
How many seasons is Deadwood?
3 seasons.
3 seasons. Okay.
And a movie that's coming out this Friday. Yeah.
All right, and that's why I was thinking about if I could maybe binge it Saturday so I can watch the movie. But
I might have to do a rewatch myself.
That's right, Nick. You've never seen it, right?
Right. I've seen a few episodes. But that's it. And then I told Chris. I told Chris, and I'll tell you, Jack. You might not have seen it. If you've not, John Wick 3 is unbelievably awesome.
I haven't seen the other Wicks.
So you don't really, all you really need to see, well, I mean, I could tell you about the first one, but you know, but you need to see the second one in order to see the third one. Cause it leads, the end of the second one leads into the beginning of the third one.
I can't remember if I've seen John Wick 2.
What do you remember about what you have seen?
I'm leaning towards the fact that I probably didn't, cause I don't remember anything of John Wick 2.
John Wick, was he a quarterback out of Ohio State?
No,
that's The Replacements, which is also an excellent film.
The Replacement and The Replacements Replacements and
Bueller.
He's a quarterback twice from Ohio State. Name the other movie.
Oh, is that shit? What's it? Johnny Rico? Oh no,
Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
See you alive, yes. Johnny.
Yes. Yeah. Shit.
Point Break. Yeah, I can think of the title.
He is a quarterback twice from Ohio State.
Who's the main villain in John Wick 2?
It's nobody you'd know. Does that mean it's
John Connery?
Okay, so in the first one, he's after Theon.
Yes.
Okay. And
wait, Theon from
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's in it? Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And then that's a fuck for the hockey game, everyone. And then.
Give
it a Theon is so I guess the Bruins didn't do well. It's Theon is in the Russian mob. He's the son of the head of the Russian mob in New York, and I'm not gonna give away the movie, but you should watch it. And in the second one, so the first one that could have been the only film. The second one though, because Jack, just to let you know, John Wick used to be a hitman. Okay. For like this huge, you know, just global open contract killers. And he retired.
Good work.
Yeah. I mean, he was the best. They call him the boogeyman. And
the best line he goes, he's not the boogeyman.
Yeah.
He's the man you send to kill the boogeyman.
Yeah, exactly. And I there's also in the first film and in the second film, there's this joke within the Russian mafia, even the people who don't know him. They're like, I once saw him kill three men with a pencil. Yeah. A fucking pencil. You know, he's like, who the fuck can do that? You know, and like, and in the second film, he actually does it. You're just like, holy shit, you know. But
so I got to watch these John Wick.
Yeah, you should see him. And the third one, because like the action is good in the first and the second one, but the first half of John Wick 3, it's mouth opening. Holy shit! Who thinks of this stuff? Like how good it is, the action is, and the way it's shot. But I mean, that's the thing. Like you don't expect a whole lot of plot. I mean, it's very simple plots, but the action is what makes it good because it's just nonstop killing, and it's like a video gamer. Wrote these because like he always remembers to double tap every single person.
You gotta make sure you double tap.
Yeah. But basically so the first one though could have been a standalone film, and then the second one because he comes out of retirement though in the first one, but now that he's out of retirement, all these people that he owed favors to are kind of like, well, now that you're back, you know, and he kind of gets put in a position he doesn't want to be in the second one.
So he has to kill people. He doesn't want to kill anymore.
Well,
no,
yeah,
he has no problem doing that.
He has no problem killing people. It's just that basically he got married, and that's why he retired. And
his wife disapproves of his job, or he doesn't. She doesn't.
I don't actually know if she ever knew about it.
So he goes off to work, and she doesn't go. What time are you gonna be home, honey? She has a job, maybe.
What's that blood?
You
on
don't.
You?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to keep giving. I don't want to give anything away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you got to watch it. Al Swearengen is in the movie.
Is he? Ian McShane. Okay.
Ian McShane's in it.
He's in all three.
Okay. Spoiler. Here's the thing where I think I get mixed up. I get themes of John Wick and Altered Carbon mixed up.
Mm.
Because in both John Wick and Altered Carbon, there's kind of like a safe haven-ish area.
You liked Altered Carbon?
No, I thought it was fucking terrible.
It was terrible, yeah.
It was a great concept. And it started off awesome, and then it was just stupid.
What's the name? Keanu Reeves?
No, different.
It was this Netflix show.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, I remember that now. Okay.
It was a pile of shit is what it was. I get themes of it to get mixed up because there's like the hotel in John Wick, and then there's like a hotel-ish setup in Altered Carbon. So I get confused of whether or not I've seen John Wick 2 or if I'm thinking of, you know.
So John Wick is the ultimate killer, right? Like you said, yeah. The one he could. Okay, could John Wick kill Dirty Harry?
Yes. Without a doubt.
John Wick, dude. You're telling me he could kill Dirty Harry.
You need to watch it,
John. I'm going to say John Wick could kill Luke fucking Skywalker.
He could kill anybody. Badass. Look, the quote is right.
Have you seen all the Dirty Harry movies?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
He never dies.
Neither does John Wick. John Wick gets shot and he just keeps coming.
I think this is a versus.
Jack, you're going to feel silly.
Well, I know that all the young kids will pick John Wick because they don't know what Dirty Harry is.
I'm telling you, though, after you watch John Wick, all three of them.
Go ahead, make my day.
I know.
He'd have a 357 Magnum to John Wick's head.
And not only, like, you know, I don't think he drives a cool car in the third one. I don't recall. I only saw it the one time. But, you know, he has a 1969 Boss. And he also drives a 70 Chevelle. And then he has a couple of those. Yeah. Yeah. So he has two classic cars in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you just turn your nose up at a Chevelle?
I did.
What's wrong? The 1970 Chevelle is one of the most iconic muscle cars, dude.
I don't know.
It's not
working for me. I don't like the name.
Oh.
It just doesn't do anything for me. I'm sorry.
You like the Malibu better?
I'm more of the Mustang guy. The Mustang.
Well, that's what a Boss is. That's what he also drives. He has a 1969 Boss Mustang.
Was it better than the what's his name?
The Shelby Mustangs?
Steve McQueen.
Oh, that's just the bull. That's a 68. That's a 68 fastback. Yeah, I mean the weight's different and the engines are different. Because the Boss could have had a 428 in it, whereas in the 68 Mustang, I think as far high as it went was a 390. But
I still want the classic Mustang someday.
The 64 or 65?
Yeah. Little convertible, little.
Mm-hmm, little bitty one, yeah. 289 engine.
Driving out today with a temperature of 100 degrees. Hey, put the top down! Anyway.
So if you go to Hawaii, are you going to get a Mustang?
When I went to Hawaii, I did rent a Mustang.
That's what the tourists get, yeah.
That's what I found out. I said, for the time, all the tourists get that car. I go, that's why there's so many at the hotel. Got it. But every time I made a turn, I played a Magnum PI in my head. Well, I would actually do the thing because I was a geek.
Jack, do yourself a favor. First of all, watch John Wick. All
right.
But
I'm still picking Dirty Harry.
If you do a Google search for Keanu Reeves gun training, I think that'll probably pop it up. There's a number of videos out there of Keanu Reeves like at various different like gun ranges.
I did see something on Twitter the other day where he had a automatic rifle or something.
Yeah, like practicing like actual like gunfighting. Because I'm pretty sure he does a lot of his not a lot of the physical stuff, but like he does a lot of his own like stunts with guns.
He's no Tom Cruise when it comes to stunts. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think he did. Like there's only one scene in the third that I knew that it wasn't him, and it's because he gets hit by a car. And you could tell that it wasn't his body type. But it was close.
What's Tom Cruise's character in Mission Impossible?
Who cares?
shit. It's something normal. It's a normal name.
Yeah.
John something or other.
So I know. I wanted to say Jack Ryan. I was like, that's not right. But it's like
Jack Ryan.
Yeah. This is the moment where people are out there yelling at us.
I'm a Russian agent on a sub. Ryan.
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt. Yeah.
All right. So we got Ethan Hunt, Dirty Harry, and John Wick.
John Wick.
John Wick.
I'm still saying Dirty Harry and Ethan Hunt have not died. Dirty Harry, there's like five of them.
I think you gotta throw in like Jason Bourne in there too if you're gonna like make it a versus.
John Wick.
But John Wick's still gonna win. Yeah.
I used to say I wanted Josh Holloway to redo Dirty Harry, but now I've changed it to Timothy Oliphant. He should be the new Dirty Harry.
The thing is, Jack, like once you watch the John Wick films, it's not like it's just like a one-on-one or like two-on-one. Sometimes he's taking on like five or six guys all at the same time. He's trying to kill him. And but he's shooting these guys multiple times, reloading all in like one shot. It's just unbelievable what's going on.
You know, was it Fistful of Dollars where Clint goes, get four coffins ready to the Undertaker? And he goes, my mistake, five? No, nothing?
Dying ain't much of a... living.
Yeah, it's for him because John Wick's coming to set. He's going to kill him. Yeah. John Wick is awesome.
All right, so we got John Wick, Dirty Harry, Ethan Hunt. Who else can we put in that out here? You see where Harrison Ford said nobody else could play Indiana Jones ever?
It's true. I don't. It's just one of those roles that I can't see anyone else playing.
But 20 years from now, there'll be a new Indiana Jones.
Yeah, probably because Disney owns it. But I just can't see it happen. And then the thing is, you keep. What are you going to make it about? This thing is Indiana Jones is an archaeologist in the 30s, and it makes sense, you know, because you're fighting Nazis, you're fighting the argument to be made is that there's only two good Indiana Jones films, which are both him fighting Nazis. So if you remade it now, it's just not going to be the same because you're going to put it in modern times, or are you going to go back to the 30s?
He fights stormtroopers.
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean. Like, I mean, you can make the same argument with Han Solo too. It's just, I mean, the kid that made Solo didn't do a bad job. He didn't do a great job either. I mean, it's just,
yeah, there's a lot of fans calling for a Solo sequel.
Hmm.
I would take it.
I'd watch.
But here's an interesting number. So John Wick has a higher body count than Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers combined.
Hmm. I can see it.
John Wick has killed 306 people over the course of the three films.
All right, who's killed more people on screen, though? Clint Eastwood or Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves.
There's no way. Clint Eastwood has killed thousands.
Well, I mean,
what, with one character?
Keanu Reeves has been acting since, what, 91? So
you're saying he's still time.
And how about the fact that, okay, there's
For a while there, I thought he killed Ted.
Yeah. I mean, he killed Agent Smith God knows how many times. Oh, yeah, and Ted, yeah. the original TED Talks.
Yeah, there you go.
So Sean Bean has 304 kills on screen.
Wow.
Let me see.
Are most of those his own deaths?
I don't know. Clint Eastwood has 382.
Yeah.
Just John Wick alone, though, has.
Keanu Reeves has a total of 387.
Wow.
So who's first, though? I forgot what you said about Clint.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has 842.
Okay, that makes
Steven
sense.
Seagal has 822.
Sylvester Stallone.
Jason Statham, 718. Wesley Snipes,
500. You forgot about Rambo. What, you put Rambo in this mix, too.
All right, let's look.
Rambo, John Wick, Dirty Harry.
794.
And what's...
I have no idea how reliable this allaboutbubblegum.com actors kill count website is, but I'm just going by what they say. Let's see, who else? There's some Asian actor, I'm assuming, is probably from some martial arts flick.
Yeah.
So we got Rambo too. Forgot about Rambo. You got to put Rambo in that mix.
So this is actor. This isn't character. So if you
I'm trying to put.
He's in the verses.
You're doing John Wick. I said Dirty Harry, Ethan Hunt, Rambo.
John Rambo.
And then still go with Schwarzenegger. What character would you put Schwarzenegger? He killed him.
Red Dawn.
What?
Red Dawn.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm like.
Actually, you'd have to give it to Daniel Day-Lewis. He played Lincoln.
Killed a lot of people.
Not on screen.
Unless you're going with a vampire hunter.
Nicolas Cage has got 588.
Who has he killed besides his career?
Well, he was in some movies. You have the he didn't kill that man in The Rock.
The Mummy? Wasn't he in The Mummy?
No.
He was in The Mummy, wasn't he?
That's Brandon Fraser.
Harrison Ford got 167 kills. Brandon Fraser's got 139. This is an interesting website. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, 1,734.
And he said, fuck you every time you kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Right? Anyways, John Wick's awesome.
All right, I'll have to see John Wick. I also been watching Chernobyl.
It's good, but it's so hard to watch.
I just finished the second. I actually forgot I was watching it because I got into the Game of Thrones and I started watching Sneaky Pete. So I kind of put Chernobyl on the, and I watched the second episode yesterday and thought, God, how fucked up was that? But it's just what people do.
It's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, because it is really well written and it's good, but it's a combination of two things. One, I hate seeing innocent people suffer. You know, and it's like, you know, if you're just a fireman or like a kid,
Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, think about it. Like you're 18 years old and then all of a sudden your country comes to you and says like, hey, I need you because, you know, for your country, you need to go do this. And you have no fucking clue what's going on. And they send you with some lead strapped to you and say, remove this shit. And they don't even tell you you're probably going to be dead in 2 years. You know, it's just like that shit always bothers me. And then like the people who were there when it originally blew, like all the radiation that got hit, you know, and watching people just like that really just bothers me. It just shit anybody.
Well, I'm watching the second episode and they send, spoiler alert, they send the guys in to turn off the water or open the water up.
Right.
And they have a Geiger counter, whatever. Right. I go, all right, was this necessary? We already know that the radioactive, we already know it's there. We already know it's bad. Do we need the Geiger counter? But it makes for a very moving, I guess,
it's the suspense.
At the end, when you see how it ends, you go, okay, that makes it. But the whole time I'm going, shut that stupid thing off. We know it. Yeah. We know it's there.
I've heard about that show, I guess it's kind of covering a lot of topics. Obviously, it'll probably take a little bit of creativity in the creation of it, but unveiling a lot of potential facts that were never brought to light or covered up.
Yeah, because like that's what I'm saying. That was my second point. The things that bother you is it like with any government, I mean, even our own government, you know, like the fact that there's always incompetency everywhere and there's always people that are going to be out for covering their own asses over anything else.
Oh, yeah.
And especially the Soviet Union, they didn't want to ask anyone for help and they don't want to admit that they did anything wrong. And so it's just... When the people that are on the field are trying to actually fix the problem, but yet the government is, you know, saying, oh, it's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. And so like all the help they're getting doesn't do any good. It's things like that where you get so frustrated because you're just like, you're frustrated for them.
Right.
Because like you want it to be, you know, you don't want to, you know, see more people die.
No, but they did.
Yeah.
But it could have been worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As bad as it was, but no, it's pretty. Like I said, second episode in, it's pretty amazing. It's well done.
Yeah, it's well done.
Yeah, I have to check that out. It's on my top of my list.
I thought it was something I could stream when I first started watching it.
No, it's one episode at a time.
I watched the first episode. I go, all right, I'm looking for the second episode. I go,
oh right,
where the fuck is it at? I go, come on, because it leaves you always with a cliffhanger.
I'm glad it's that way though. Like I couldn't watch them back to back. I have to just watch them one at a time.
Well, now that I see the second one, it's been what, a week and a half? Because there's two more out there.
Yes,
I think there's four episodes so far. How many episodes total are there?
No, I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
John Wick would know.
No,
sure would.
Well, he wouldn't tell anybody. They'd just shoot you.
And there's also something actually. Michael David posted on our thing. It's on Netflix. It's Andy Samberg, and it's about Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire.
Really?
And they do rap songs. Oh my God! It is so funny. It's because I had never heard of it. But a bunch of people were posting on our page. And I go, well, first I thought it was Justin Timberlake with Mark McGuire, but it wasn't. But it just was. It's so funny and so good.
Nice.
It's like 23 minutes of just them doing videos, rap videos, talking about how they're shooting up and how basically how their steroids destroyed the game of baseball.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah, that's what's called, the Bash Brothers.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what's called. It's Bash Brothers. I'm Jose. I'm Jose Canseco. I'm Mark. It's hilarious, but.
It is an interesting debate, though, about that whole late 90s period, because you could make the – I mean, I don't like that they did all that, Barry Bonds and McGuire and Sosa and all that, but you have to remember that the strike was just a few years before that and it basically killed baseball.
Yeah.
And so the home run race is kind of what made people watch it again.
But yeah. I didn't like it because I what, like I said, I've said too, if I was like a minor league player and just a fringe player, I would have juiced to get to the next level. But it did kill it. If you're a fan of the stats, and baseball's always been more about stats and everything else, it killed it forever. I mean, it killed all the stats, but I forgot what I was going to say, but I think Bud Selig's in the Hall of Fame. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. He was the commissioner that oversaw it, and he knew it was going on and he let it happen because it was helping ratings. Well, if he's in the Hall of Fame, all the players that were juicing should be in the Barry Bonds, the Roger Clemens, the all the other players should be in the Hall of Fame too if he's in there.
Yeah.
Because you just have to go by – it's the problem with people – baseball, any sport, it's different. You know, okay, this guy's the best of this generation. But you put him against, you know, other generations, there was different things that happened. Those guys were the best juicers, the Barry Bonds, the Mark McGuire's. They were the best – Roger Clemens, they were the best juicers. They should be in the Hall of Fame. I know people are going to disagree with me, but it's just they were the best of those best. And Barry Bonds is sad he didn't have to do it.
No. Yeah, because he was amazing.
But he got tired of Mark McGuire getting all the publicity, and so he juiced up.
Right. And we lost Chris.
No. But anyway – it's an interesting. It's a funny little take on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mention Jose Canseco's twin brother Ozzie Canseco, who played for the Cardinals.
Huh.
I had them both on my fantasy team at one point. Ozzie Canseco and Jose Canseco. Ozzie Canseco sucked, but Jose Canseco. I once traded. I was in this fantasy league that was. It was the best fantasy sport thing I'd ever been in. We used to get together. We used to meet up every Monday at the bowling alley down, and we'd make trades. You do this. I traded Jose Canseco and I traded Barry Bonds and my number one pick. This was a young Barry Bonds with just a normal sized head for Jose Canseco at the time.
What's Chris's excuse for his big head?
I don't know. I think he's juicing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
This computer is just. Nearly done. I'm
if
trying to stretch
if,
out.
If,
as long
if
as
only
possible.
You knew someone who worked in the computer industry
who didn't just refinance his mortgage, buy a tractor, and have a kid. Yeah.
Well, the kid was probably the bigger expense.
Yeah.
And it just keeps multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kids are great. My granddaughter. I was saying yesterday she didn't poop all day on Tuesday.
Oh, that's the worst. All day, you're going to get the shotgun blast.
She usually gets like three poops a day. I mean, it's she's pretty consistent. And it dawned on me last night. I go, hey, I told my wife, I go, your granddaughter didn't poop yesterday. It was just pee diapers, no poop. Well, they fed her corn last night or the night before. Oh my God, corn caca is the worst caca in the world. It is the absolute worst. Because you look at corn. I don't know. I chew my corn. Do you guys chew your corn?
Yeah, of course.
But it comes out fucking whole. How is that possible? I've been asking this question for as long as I can remember. It rejuvenates itself inside your, you know, intestine.
Well, you don't chew your corn nearly as much as you think you're chewing it.
I guess not, because it comes out whole. It's like, you could eat this again.
But don't.
You could hose it off,
Jack, stop.
Put a little butter on.
Stop.
Nothing's better than corn caca, I'm telling you.
You just went from nothing's worse than to nothing's better than corn, quote unquote, corn caca, which is, by the way, the episode title.
Corn caca.
In the span of 14 seconds.
Oh my God. We used to hate our people. Good night. It's funny because my daughter, who's granddaughter, she hates corn. She won't eat corn. Like there's a picture of us all eating corn on the cob. My youngest daughter, Jay, myself, we all have the little corn, you know, the corn holders. And she's got a hot dog with the corn things in there. She wouldn't eat the corn.
Bah.
And she still won't eat the corn. But her daughter eats everything. And my God, it was nasty today. And she has these diapers. They're like pull up diapers, but for like I can't get because my granddaughter, she kicks her legs like this. I can't get both legs in the stupid diaper.
Yeah.
So
I don't think we ever did pull ups. I think that with my daughter, we went from like just regular diapers to potty trained.
Zach wore pull ups, you know, but it's like, which is okay because he didn't move.
Well, but he refused to poop in the toilet.
Yeah, he was stubborn.
Yeah, a little bit.
But he does now. But it's like, but he didn't move. So putting a pull up on him wasn't a big deal. Putting a pull up on her, she doesn't sit still. She's like, ah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're not yet experiencing the terrible shits because little man's still chugging along on formula.
Yeah, he's still got a few months. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just like liquid mustard type stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't smell nice, but it's nowhere near as bad as baby shits after they've eaten real food or baby food.
Oh yeah, she's like I said, she's eating real food. So, and today I had a leftover hamburger. I had my granddaughter. I fed her. We go on our walk, and she has this baby yogurt. She had the yogurt, and so I gave her some cheesy poofs. She likes to eat, and if she sees you eating, she wants to eat what you're eating. So she's staring me down. I go, no, you can't have the hamburger. No. So I took the cheesy poof and dipped it in the ketchup and handed it to her. She wouldn't eat it. She just stared. She kept staring at me like, look, asshole. I want
what the fuck kind of monster dips a cheesy poof in ketchup?
I thought that the ketchup was what she wanted.
I would have looked at you and said, hey, asshole, the same way.
Well, she wasn't eating the cheesy poof. It was because she wanted the hamburger. I wasn't going to give her the hamburger. No.
You wasted the cheesy poof. Did you eat it with ketchup on it?
I didn't eat it.
No, you didn't, because that would be fucking a monstrosity. Why would you do that?
It's a baby cheesy poof. I'm not eating a cheesy poof.
God, Jack.
Anyway, anything else you guys got going on in your life?
I bought a new – or actually, my wife bought me a soft top for my Jeep.
Oh, nice.
And I put that on, and I think I did it wrong. Because when it rains, there's certainly a big puddle of water on my roof. It's not leaking, which is good, but
it's not tight enough.
Yeah, so I bought an aftermarket top, so it's not like it's not the factory top. I went with this brand called Master Top. It's a high quality top, but one of two things: either the cut of the top is not right and it's just too loose, or I fuck something up on the install. I would gravitate towards the latter. I wouldn't be surprised if I screwed something up. So I might see if I can't tighten up or, you know, redo a couple of parts of it. But I did order like a this is totally not information that half the people listening want to care about, but I bought this little like this bar that kind of goes across, almost like a support arm that bows up. So I can like kind of like affix it to the two roll bars of the Jeep and have it be propped up a little bit. But actually, Chris Drake might be interested because he's a Jeep guy. But I think everyone else who just heard that story probably just turned off the podcast.
I didn't know Chris Drake was a Jeep guy.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Absolutely. But yeah, so I got that going. That took me an entire day. Oh, it is a brutal thing to do. The instructions say you should do you should have two people helping you, or another person helping you. So it's like a two man job. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I can handle this. And I probably should have listened because it took me about a solid 3.5 hours of being outside in the sun trying to.
It was hot. I know a week ago, last Saturday, my wife wanted her. Last year I didn't put it up, the above ground pool. And this year I said, okay, she wanted it. I said, okay, I'll do it. And of course it was like 95 degrees outside and our backyard is on a slant, but I've leveled it out over time to a certain spot, but it was over time. The last 2 years it's rained. It's made it uneven again. So I'm just out there bitching and complaining. She goes, yeah, I was watching you through the laundry room. I go, I don't care. But I every year I say the same thing. We should like buy like 50 or 60 bags of sand and just put the sand out there, get a rake and smooth it out. I say that every time we put it up.
Do it. You can get sand on Amazon.
I know, but I already put it up.
Oh.
But I was like, it was so hot. I was like,
chalk it up another season of needing to get sand.
I know. But she goes, you say that every year. I go, I know. I know. Of course, you'd have to. I'd have to drag the sand back. It's like 60 pounds of sand. By the third one, I'd be like, bend over and like, kill me now. Kill me now. But she goes,
oh, they would help you.
Yeah. I could be there. I could be there about 10 hours, Dad. Would that help? Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I need a wheelbarrow.
It's up now, and it's, I guess, all right. My wife always goes, because the first time she put it up, she like 4 or 5 years ago, I go, you have to level the backyard out. She goes, no, you don't. You just don't want to do it. So she put her and my son-in-law put it together, and she fills it up. And so what happened? All the water was just going up. I go, so you have water on one side, but no water on the other side. How's that working for you in this pool? And so I go, now you have to release. Now you just wasted all that money on this water because mm-hmm. I had to release the water to move the pool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she just looked at me. I said, oh, I know. I'm right.
You should know better than are you, Jack.
Yeah. So now let me dig the backyard up. And then
you're out of a hole.
Yeah. But when I'm right, I like to point it out.
Oh, man.
But that's all I got. We forgot to thank the patrons at the beginning. I just remembered.
Thanks, guys.
But anything else, Nick? You were on vacation last week, right?
I wasn't on vacation. I had to go to Michigan for work. So it's not a vacation.
Did you work or were you on vacation?
I didn't have to present. I was there to observe, so it kind of was a vacation. But I still had to get up early and do everything. So, okay. I mean, it's Michigan, too, so it's not really like a vacation. No one goes to Michigan on vacation.
I'm in Michigan.
Yeah. Did you guys want me to read the review, or do you want me to say
Yeah, read the review. Okay. Yeah. Do we have any emails, Chris? I forgot.
I can double check. Can't. I'm on my phone.
Oh. All right. So, this was from May 18th. Title, Love This Podcast. 5 stars. I've been listening to podcasts on Jay and Jack Network for 10 years now. The RCAD is one of the best. Great guys talking about life, interjecting their opinions and their sense of humor, as well as their ribbing. I'm lucky enough to have met 2 of the 4 podcasters at the annual meetup and can say for certain that they are great. Become a patron to listen to the extensions, which add to the weekly fun. And make sure to listen to all the other podcasts on the network. Gleefully waiting for my next Matt original now that I've added a review. It's from LBI TV.
Oh, okay. We know who that is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the review. That's fantastic. I'm glad you enjoyed at least 10 years of entertainment, whether it be from us or some of the other shows. But
send your name and address to rcadcast@gmail.com, and Matt will send you out his original drawing.
Yeah.
I guess he has several right now, doesn't he?
I think it would be a nice picture of Jack covered in corn caca.
Corn caca.
That would be maybe we can get Matt to do that. Maybe I'll send him a note. Can you do something with corn caca?
That's actually been you know how he's been real on top of things. They're trying to create some, you know, podcast swag for the Owen and Brews barbecue. Perhaps the Ramblecast hat should just be a piece of corn caca with a 5 flying around in a circle around it. Because this show is the shit.
Yeah. I hate that I missed the hat. I didn't get to see what it looked like.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
Came out pretty cool, man.
It's pretty cool. I said, well, you did that for that and not any of the other podcasts?
Yeah. He's probably making one for the broadcast, too.
Oh, yeah. Tons of stuff.
Anyway, this show would not be possible without our patrons. You can become a patron. Go to jayandjack.com. The little button says become a patron. You can donate from $1 to $1 million. Still looking for that first $1 million donor, but if you're out there, we'll take it. Also, you can if you shop Amazon, and who doesn't? I think we all shop Amazon now, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, sure do.
You can also go to jayandjack.com. Little button says Amazon. It looks like your normal website, your normal Amazon page, but every little bit helps and goes to all the podcasters on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, with the whole Patreon thing, I know we make the joke about, you know, you can up from one to a million, but what truly makes, you know, this show run is the loyal fans that we have who are donating between $5 and $10, $15 a month, whatever you guys can swing, totally helps out the show. So we appreciate all of you out there who are supporters of the Jay and Jack Network. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you, because, you know, as a $5 Patreon member, you get some really cool access to some stuff on Facebook. Of course, our After Dark extended cut of the show, lots of fun stuff. And of course, as always, you know, our thank you every week for everything you guys do. So again, thanks for everyone who's with us as a patron, and thank you for considering to join.
That was really nice, Chris.
Thank you.
If you'd like some cock in a box, Jack, I'll send it to you.
Yes, I like that. Again, if you're a millionaire, out there and you want to donate $1 million, we'll still take that too.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no, but I mean, we would never turn that. Yeah, I probably would turn that. No, I wouldn't. But no, the real story is that all the folks who are out there pledging what they can is what really makes
it. People that retweet our links and help and support the show that way too. Listen, give reviews. 5-star reviews. It just every little bit helps.
It does.
We're trying to catch the Nerdists.
That's why Chris and I always retweet.
That's right.
Nobody retweeted last week at all.
I don't even know where my phone is.
I even put you guys in one of the tweets. I put each one of your names in the. That's okay. And sometimes, Nick, you don't show up. I have to go find you. I don't know what it is. I think you're on private.
Maybe.
And so I have to go back and find you. Which creates work for me.
Awkward.
But anyway, we thank we thank Pat from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Litter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer, the Jeep Guy. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for everybody who helps out and everyone who just listens to us. You know what? If this week, listen to us twice.
Yeah.
Listen to us twice. You don't even have to listen a second time. Just listen to us twice. I want to see if it helps our numbers. So listen to us once and then go, okay, I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to wait 10 minutes and then listen to him again.
Yeah, you don't even have to listen. You can just pick your finger and just fast forward it.
And if we want, I'll do the poll up there. John Wick, Dirty Harry, Ethan Hunt, Rambo, and
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
John Wick wins.
John Wick. Thing is, I don't know how many people have actually seen John Wick.
Yeah, don't vote if you don't know.
Oh, they're going to
vote. I mean, well, never mind.
what's the title going to be, Jack? Is it going to be who's the most deadliest? Who's killed the most?
Who would kill who?
Who's the most badass?
Who would kill who? If these five people were going...
Deathmatch. Who wins?
Deathmatch. Yeah, there you go. Deathmatch. Who wins?
John Wick.
Go ahead. Who you send to kill the fucking boogeyman?
I don't know. That's all I got.
Until next time, folks.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
Two in a million.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.